25.6. EDE 0129072025 0926, audio. The dimensions of the SSV require a pragmatic approach for this station, vehicle, or space complex. Here I'm thinking of a problem I raised without a concrete solution, heating. Yes, I'm one of those people who will always choose more than one solution to a problem, but before having a plan B, you need a plan A. Here I'm thinking of the corridors. I believe it would be possible to use part of the surface area for solar panels. Why only part? To plan for what isn't planned. What if rounded panels were attached directly to the corridors? These panels, although effective on only one side, could greatly help the station. Especially if they're black. Here I'm thinking about electricity, the internal heat of the corridors, the static heating generated by the sun, the exterior covering of the corridors, their replacements if necessary, the weight of launching into orbit, and although I don't like this point, working in space. Before going any further, only the Ars mode should modulate this decision. Here, it's not a question of repeatedly washing or changing windows. Is that something you're aware of? But the dimensions of the SSV require this analysis. The energy needs of this station will be met when there is enough electricity to sell. An expression. Raising this point obviously leads us towards security. There will be airlocks in these corridors. Is a form of accessible, sectorized energy from these panels possible without repeatedly crossing the envelope? And if that's not possible, planning for this point is already a step towards the final design. It's also clear that the electricity produced by the envelope covering won't be 100% efficient, however, the benefits of static heating, in addition to the electricity produced, may be sufficient to modulate this decision, if the system switches to Ars mode. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This July 29, 2025.